其中有一卷就是创世纪。Genesis is one of the many books we studied during the seminar.
创世纪里面有很多对人生没有办法解决的问题提供答案。
Genesis provides many answers to questions that we cannot find answers otherwise.
世界怎么来？
How did this world come about?
答案在创世纪。
The answer is found in Genesis.
人是什么？
What is man?
答案在创世纪。
The answer is in Genesis.
婚姻是怎么样构成的？
What constitutes marriage?
答案在创世纪。
The answer again is in Genesis.
人类痛苦的来源是什么？
What is the origin of the human suffering?
在创世纪找到答案。
The answer is found in Genesis.
罪恶是什么？
What is sin?
魔鬼的工作怎样？
What are the works of the devil?
全部都在创世纪里面。
The answers are all found in Genesis.
创世纪是一本很重要的书。
Therefore, Genesis is a very important book.
很多世界上第一件发生的事情都记在创世纪里面。
Many of the first events that ever occurred were written in Genesis.
那在创世纪里面，神有一个计划。
Within Genesis, we see the plan of God.
就是要从一个人兴起一个种族来归属于神。
Which is to raise a nation out of one man to belong to God.
那这个人就是亚伯拉罕。
That man was Abraham.
要从他的后代兴起神的子孙来。
From his descendants, God wanted to raise for himself this, the people of God.
因此在创世纪里面用很多的章节在描写亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, Genesis devotes quite a big portion to talk about Abraham.
我们在加州常常有听到有关于移民的消息。
In California, we often hear news about immigration.
甚至这个投票也有在表决有关移民的事情。
We even have to vote on issues regarding immigration.
因为很多人在排斥这个新来的移民。
Because many people are against new immigrants.
但是问题就是，我们再想想谁是移民。
But let's think about it. Who are the immigrants?
在美国里面谁是移民？
In America, who are the immigrants?
真正的美国人是印第安人。
The true Americans are the Native Americans or the Indians.
那除了印第安人之外，其他都是移民。
The rest are all immigrants.
只不过有的是早三百年来，那有的是现在来，时间不同而已。
It's just that the first immigrants came hundreds of years earlier than the rest.
那每一个人来到美国都是在寻找他的人生目标。
Everyone who came to the U.S. was in pursuit of the goals in life.
简单讲就是希望在美国能够成功。
In other words, they want to be successful in America.
但是属灵人的眼光成功跟属世人却不太一样。
But the standard of measurement for success for a spiritual man is different from that of a worldly man.
所以移民到美国来到底怎样才算成功？
So what does it mean to be a successful immigrant?
每一个人定义不一样。
Different people will have a different answer.
有的父母辛辛苦苦在中年移民，非常辛苦。
For some people, they immigrate during the middle age years, so they feel very harsh.
在故乡的成就全部放下来，移民到美国。
Because they have to set aside all the past accomplishments in the old country and move here.
为着子女。
This is all for the sake of their children.
很多父母觉得子女在学业上达到最高的成就，那就是他的成功。
So many parents believe that if their children can accomplish something in the academics, then they are successful.
有的人认为在美国能够事业成功，这就是成功。
And others believe that success in career in America would be true success.
那我们现在从亚伯拉罕来看成功的移民。
But today we'd like to study a truly successful immigrant from the life of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕他后半生所住的地方并不是他出生的地方。
Abraham spent the latter part of his life in a foreign land.
亚伯拉罕的故乡是在乌尔。
He was raised in the land of Ur.
这个在加勒底的乌尔。
In Chaldea.
现在可以等于说是现在伊拉克。
Which is the present day Iraq.
那以后他搬到哈兰。
Later on he moved to Haran.
那从哈兰再搬到迦南地。
And from Haran he moved to Canaan.
那以后就一直住在迦南地，一直到死为止。
And he lived in Canaan until he died.
那从亚伯兰一生里面，我们来看什么叫做成功。
From Abraham's life, we like to study what is true success.
我想用几个方面来讨论这个问题。
I like to discuss this issue from several perspectives.
从亚伯兰一生里面，
from the life of Abraham,
我们发现亚伯兰移民到新的地方，他的信心不断在进步。
We can see that whenever Abraham moved to a new place, his faith would progress further.
他移民到新的地方，遇到很多的困难。
Whenever he moved to a new place, he would face difficulties.
在很多的困难当中，他有软弱的时候。
And there were times when he became weak.
但是在不断的这种困难操练之下，亚伯兰信心渐渐趋于完全。
But under such constant trainings of difficulties, he progressed toward perfection.
亚伯兰一生可以发现他的信仰有四次软弱，也可以说四次的失败。
We see that there were four periods of time in Abraham's life that he was weak.
这个四次的失败给他带来很好的教训。
These four failures brought him important lessons.
也带给他信仰很大的进步。
They also spurred him on to progress in faith.
他的一生里面神向他显现七次。
The Lord appeared to him seven times in Abraham's life.
从75岁开始。
Since the age of 75.
但是从86岁到99岁。
But between 86 and 99 years old,
13年神没有向他显现。
During these 13 years, Abraham never saw the Lord's appearance.
因为亚伯兰信仰出现一个危机。
And Abraham's faith had a crisis.
他一直在等待神给他一个孩子。
He had been expecting a child from the Lord.
从75岁等到86岁。
He waited from 75 to 86.
他的太太没有生孩子。
His wife did not give birth.
那个时候他想要想用人的方法来得到一个子孙。
So he thought of a human method to get a child.
就是从他的使女夏甲怀孕。
So he had a son through his maidservant Hagar.
这件事情绝对不是神的旨意。
This wasn't God's will.
所以后来夏甲生了以实玛利以后，13年神没有向他显现。
After Hagar gave birth to Ishmael, God did not appear to Abraham for 13 years.
一直到99岁，神再一次向他显现。
It was only until Abraham was 99 that the Lord once again appeared to him.
那亚伯兰差不多有两次不敢承认他的太太。
And twice in his lifetime, Abraham did not confess that Sarah was his wife.
因为他的太太长得相当漂亮。
Because his wife was very beautiful.
他为了保有自己的生命。
Abraham wanted to preserve his own life.
他不敢承认他最亲爱的太太。
So he denied that Sarah was his own wife.
这个也是他的错误。
And that was a failure of his.
虽然亚伯兰称作信心的父。
So although Abraham was called the father of faith.
但是他的信仰是在不断的操练当中一直在进步的。
His faith had to go through training and trials from God.
亚伯兰出信心，出他的故乡，这是信心的表现。
When Abraham left his hometown, it was a sign of his faith.
圣经说他还不知道往哪里去。
The Bible tells us that he did not know where he was going.
这是第一次的经历。
And that was his first experience.
前面也没有人走过。
No one had preceded him.
他敢大胆地往前进。
But he boldly marched forward.
这是单纯的相信，神要我去。
He had a simple trust that God would provide.
离开故乡，这是信心的一个决定。
The fact that he left his homeland was an act of faith.
那以后亚伯兰到了哈兰就停在那里。
Abraham stayed in Haran for a while.
因为哈兰大概也不错。
Haran perhaps was a very nice place.
但是神要给他更好的。
But God wanted him to give him the best.
神不要他满足于次好的。
God did not want him to stay with the second best.
更好的就是那牛奶与蜜之地。
And the best was the land of milk and honey.
也就是迦南地。
Which is the land of Canaan.
所以神再次呼叫亚伯兰出来。
Therefore God called Abraham once again to come out.
要到我要你去的牛奶与蜜之地。
To go to the place flowing with milk and honey.
这是他第二次的搬家。
Therefore he immigrated the second time.
以后亚伯兰到了牛奶与蜜之地。
He finally reached the land of flowing with milk and honey.
虽然肉体他没有再搬家。
Even though he stopped moving around.
他已经住在迦南地了。
He settled down in Canaan.
但是亚伯兰的心他的那个心的整个心的中心有一个很大的转变。
Yet his heart went through a great change.
就是他整个心的这个目标从地上的迦南地转移到天上的家乡。
The goals of his heart turned from the Canaan on earth to the Canaan in heaven.
所以我们从亚伯兰住的地方这样一直搬，你就感觉到说亚伯兰信心一直在进步。
As you study how Abraham moved from one place to another, you can see how his faith also progressed.
离开他的故乡乌尔，这是信心。
The fact that he left Ur showed that he had faith.
第二步， 离开次好追求最好的，这是信心。
Secondly, when he left the second best to go for the best, that also was an act of faith.
第三个
，Third,
从最好的离乃于利之地到仰望天国，这是更大的信心。
When he began to look towards the heavenly promise, that even was a greater sign of faith.
那这种信心的进步带给亚伯兰的生活很大的改变。
Such progress of faith in Abraham's life made a great change in him.
那到底我们今天要怎么来定义信心？
How do we define faith?
我们常常把信心停留在神迹奇事上面。
We often limit faith to miracles and signs.
生病医祷告病得医治。
When we are sick, we pray for healing.
确实因为信心我们有很多神迹奇事的见证。
And indeed, by faith, we have experienced many signs and miracles from God.
但是信心的功效远远超过神迹奇事。
However, the fruit or the effect of faith far exceeds miracles and signs.
整个人生活目标的转变就是信心的一种表现。
The transformation of a person's whole life is a sign of faith.
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11,
第八节
verse 8.
亚伯拉罕，希伯来书十一章的第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。第九节
Verse 9,
因着信就在所应许的地方做客旅，好像在异地租帐篷，与那同盟应许一样雅各一样。第十节
10,
他因为那等做那有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的所以说亚伯拉罕在迦南地，你看他的生活方式。
Look at Abraham's lifestyle in Canaan.
做客旅，住帐篷。
He was a stranger and he lived in tents.
这个就表示亚伯兰生活非常的简单。
It shows that Abraham had a simple life.
那亚伯兰生活这么简单，那个最重要的原因是什么？
But why was the reason for such a simple life?
因为他人生目标已经改变了。
He had already changed his priorities or goals in life.
本来他的目标是流奶与蜜那一块迦南地。
At first, he was seeking the land flowing with milk and honey.
那现在他的目标是到天上去的。
But now he shifted his focus to heaven.
那既然目标在天上，所以在地上便做客人。
And because his goal was now in heaven, his life on earth was that of a sojourner.
这是自然的一种表现。
That is a matter of course.
我们现在看呢，去搭飞机，很多人带那个 carry-on 的 luggage.
Today, many passengers will have carry-ons to the airplane.
就是把那个行李打包得很简单的，带着上去，带着下来。
Because carry-ons are easier to carry.
因为你不是要永久住下来。
Because you don't plan to stay at the place forever.
但是我没有看过，也我本身也没有体验过，说搬家用 carry-on 的就可以。
But I've never seen anyone move with carry-ons.
因为你搬家要住好几年呢。
Because when you move to a new place, you plan to stay there for a few years.
亚伯拉罕心态好像做客人。
But Abraham's heart was like that of a stranger, a traveler.
生活就很简单。
Therefore, he had a very simple life.
这个就是信心的表现。
And that is a sign of faith.
有信心的人生活都很简单。
A person with faith will lead a simple life.
因为有信心的人目标不是在这个地上。
Because his goal is not on this world.
那生活才会简单。
Then his life is simple.
我们看圣经里面很多的属灵人物。
We can look at many of the...spiritual people in the Bible.
从亚伯兰开始，后来到耶稣、保罗、以利亚、以利沙，生活都很简单。
From Abraham to the prophets to Jesus to Paul, they all led a very simple life.
因为他们对神有信心。
This is because they have faith in God.
对神的国有盼望。
They had the hope in the kingdom of God.
在美国有一族这个也算是信耶稣的一族，叫 Amish。
There's a group of or a community called the Amish in America.
那这个族里面最大的一个村落是在离费城差不多一个钟头的地方。
And the largest Amish village is about an hour's drive from Philadelphia.
如果你有机会可以去参观看看。
If you ever get a chance, you can visit that village.
差不多已经一百多年了。
That has been around for more than 100 years.
这一族的人没有汽车。
These people don't drive cars.
到现在还用马车。
They still use horse carriages today.
这一族的人没有脚踏车
，and they don't use bicycles.
他们要到哪里，只是用两个小轮的这样放在脚上，这样一推一推，这样一直走。
And they will use a simple means of transportation.
这一族的人家里面没有电
they do not use electricity.
你可以想象哦，美国科技最高的地方啊，家里面没有电。
Can you imagine how they can live without electricity in such a high-tech country?
没有电视。
They don't have televisions.
没有电灯。
They don't have electric lights.
没有冷气。
They don't have air cons.
有关于电的都没有。
They don't have any electrical appliances.
因为他们觉得这个电呢带来一些世俗的东西。
Because they believe that electricity brings about worldly matters.
那这一族人你到他家里面去看。
And when you visit their homes,
生活很简单。
You can see that their lives are very simple.
没有一些现代的什么做面包机啦，什么这个那个都没有。
They do not have the modern day conveniences like a toast.
你表面看起来他生活和哦这个生活怎么能够过？
So you may wonder how they can ever live without all these things.
这不是一个很大的痛苦吗？
Wouldn't they be living in pain?
但是根据统计啊，过去这个几十年来，这个 Amish 这一族啊。人口增加一倍。
According to statistics, in the last decade or so, the Amish people's population has increased, has doubled.
现在全美国这一族人大概有200,000人。
There are about 200,000 of these Amish people in America today.
那为什么人口会增加？
Why did their population increase?
就是他们满足于他们自己的生活。
It is because they are happy with their lifestyle.
他们长大之后可以选择。
After they grow up, they have a choice.
你是要进入文明，还是你要跟着原来的生活方式？
They can even go. They could go either into this modern civilization or stay where they were.
80%的选择他们原来的生活方式。
80% of them choose to be where they are.
非常简单。
They want a simple life.
因为他们有他们的信仰。
Because they have their own faith.
所以我们可以看出，信仰对一个人，如果你真的信，影响是很大的。
So we can see that if you truly believe in something, your life will show it.
从这一族的人身上你就可以看出来。
And you can see that in the Amish people.
今天我们信耶稣。
Today we as believers of Christ.
为什么我们生活这么复杂？
Why is it that our lives are so complicated?
家里面一大堆的娱乐器材。
Why do we have so many forms of entertainment at home?
还是不满足 CD 一直买。
And we're still not content with those and we want to buy more CDs.
录影带一直买。
And more videotapes.
还是不满足。
And we're still not happy.
这个就在反映我们信心已经不够了。
This only reflects that we lack faith.
我们离神很远。
We are far from God.
所以我们需要这些世俗的娱乐。
That is why we depend on these worldly indulgence.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，我们看他信心的进步，你会发现他生活很简单。
So Abraham showed the progress of his faith by leading a simple life.
这是第一个啊，他是一个很成功的移民。
So that is the first thing that shows that he was a successful immigrant.
因为他的人生目标很清楚。
He had a very clear goal in life.
那他的信心的另外一个表现，
the second sign of his faith
就是对神的奉献，
was his offerings to God.
这个记载在创世纪的22章。
This is recorded in Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
第一节。
First one.
这事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”第二节
，two，
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你的独生儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在那里我要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”在整个亚伯拉罕的一生当中啊，我们从22章大概可以看到最高点的。
Perhaps chapter 22 is the climax of Abraham's life.
神告诉亚伯拉罕。
God told Abraham,
你把你的独生的儿子，而且是你所爱的啊，要把它献为燔祭给我。
Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and sacrifice it to me.
啊，爱不只是一种感觉。
Love is not a feeling only.
爱也不只是一种气氛。
And love is not just an aura or an atmosphere.
常常要在我们的选择当中表现出来。
Love is demonstrated through our choices.
也就是我们能够为着我们所爱的牺牲多少。
In other words, how much are we willing to sacrifice for the thing or the one we love?
那这个爱常常从信表现出来。
And love is often demonstrated through our faith also.
亚伯拉罕对神有很好的信心。
Abraham had good faith in God.
所以当神要求你把独生儿子献给我的时候，
When God asked him to offer his loved son,
圣经说第三节说亚伯兰清早起来就背着驴带着两个仆人和儿子以撒就动身往神要指示他的地方去。
Verse 3 tells us that early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac.
那他们一共走了三天。
They travel for 3 days.
那为什么神不在当时叫他说，你就在这个地方，就把你的孩子献给我，要走了三天呢？
Why didn't God tell Abraham to sacrifice your son right at your home?
因为这个三天啊，每走一步路就离开他，离开他，失去他孩子啊，越靠近的一个时刻。
During that three-day journey, the closer he got to the destination, the closer he was to losing his son.
所以这个三天是给他一个很冷静去思考的一个时间。
So those 3 days were a period of time for him to really think.
不是一种一时感情的冲动。
So that he would not do it out of impulse.
是一种很理性的决定。
But rather out of clear rationale.
我爱神，所以我要把我最爱的献给神。
Because I love the Lord, I want to give the one I love the most to him.
那后来他要钝刀杀他儿子的时候
When Abraham was about to put the knife to the son
12节说
Verse 12 tells us
天使说你不可在这童子身上吓唬不可害他我知道你是敬畏神的因为你没有将你的儿子就是你独生的儿子留下不给我所以从这里我们就知道亚伯拉罕对神的信心对神的爱爱到没有保留
Abraham's love for the Lord was unconditional
因此在这个摩利亚的山上他就体验到耶和华以勒
Therefore on Mount Moriah he experienced the truth of the Lord provides
就是神必预备
or Jehovah Jireh
神一定会预备
The Lord will surely provide
因此今天呢、我们在这个移民的这个地上我们的信心有没有在进步
As immigrants in this country does our faith progress
其中有一个我们能够自我审查的就是我们为自己保留多少我们能够为神奉献多少
One way to tell is how much have we kept for ourselves and how much have we sacrificed to God
但是我们常常讲这个奉献并不一定只是指着物质上的奉献、
Offering is not limited to offering in the material sense
罗马书里面说
Romans tells us
说将身体献上当作活祭这是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
Offer your bodies as living sacrifices for this is holy and pleasing to the Lord
旧约时代，这个献祭的人是献身外之物。
In the Old Testament, the people would offer something other than themselves.
但是新约时代
，But in the New Testament,
神所要求的
，What God requires of us
是献祭的人本身把他本身献给神
，is to offer our very selves.
这个就是最大的信心了。
And that is the greatest demonstration of faith.
因此，我们在这个移民的地方，如果我们越懂得把自己奉献给神，我们的时间、尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力啊，这个都尽了，都奉献给神了。
So as immigrants, we ought to dedicate everything we have, our body, our mind, our soul to God.
那这我们就是成功了。
Then we are a successful immigrant.
因为这在代表我们信心的一种成长。
Because that shows that our faith truly has progressed.
所以亚伯拉罕，我们看他是一个成功的移民，因为他的信心啊，确实是有进步的。
So Abraham was indeed a successful immigrant because he showed it in through the progress of his faith.
在他奉献的孩子上面。
In the offering of his son
在他的生活目标上面
in his priorities in life
我们看到都一直在进步
we can see that Abraham continued to improve
第二点
point, the next point
亚伯拉罕在这个移民的这块地上啊，我们从整本圣经看起来他对亲情很看重
Abraham cared a lot about his own family
这个是他成功的地方
That was another reason for his success
有的人移民到新的地方以后整个亲情都没有了
Some people would neglect their families after they move to a new place
对父母对子女对兄弟姐妹的亲情都没有了
They lose their affections for their parents, children or their siblings
因为这块地是一个很现实的地方
In this country, people are very materialistic.
是一个高度物质社会、自我中心的一个社会。
People are individualistic and self-centered.
所以人到这块地以后，常常会顾着自己而忘记了自己的亲人。
So many immigrants to this country would only care about themselves and neglect their own family.
有时候最亲的人在自己的故乡也忘记了。
And they forget the families back in their homeland.
我们现在看亚伯拉罕。
But let's look at Abraham.
他对亲情的看重。
How did he show his affections to his family?
你看创世纪的十三章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 13.
第一节。 Verse 1. 亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德并一切所有的都从埃及地上来。亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。第三节。
Verse 3.
他从南地渐渐往伯利恒去，到了伯利恒和爱的中间，就是从他从前支搭帐篷的地方。啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
也是他筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。我们再看第七节。
Verse 7.
当时迦南人与比利人在那个地方居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。第八节。
Verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。我们看亚伯兰跟罗德他们这个仆人没有办法相合。
Abraham's herdsman and Lot's herdsman could not get along.
当亚伯兰出故乡的时候，两手空空的。
When Abraham left his homeland, he did not have anything.
什么都没有。所以他跟罗德可以住在一起。
And he was able to live well with Lot.
但是等亚伯兰富足了。
But when Abraham became rich,
罗德也富足了，
and so did Lot,
他们两个仆人相争，
the herdsmen began to fight.
但在这个相争当中，我们就发现利跟义常常需要做一个选择。
But in this quarreling, they had to think about their profits.
利就是物质上的好处。
They have to think about the material benefits.
义就是要做一件对的事情。
But they also have to consider what was right.
在这个时候，第八节就说，
Verse 8 tells us,
亚伯兰对罗德说，你我不可相争，你牧人跟我不可相，因为我们是骨肉。亚伯兰说，我们是骨肉。
Abraham said, we are brothers.
可见亚伯兰很注重亲情。
So he cared a lot about human relationships.
所以为什么要维持这个亲情？
In order to maintain that family relationship,
亚伯兰需要让步。
Abraham had to concede.
你如果向东，我就向西。
He said, if you go to the east, I will go to the west.
你如果向西，我就向东。
If you go to the west, I will go to the east.
那亚伯兰要这样做，这个是讨神喜欢的。
And Abraham did that in order to please God.
那以后这个罗德选择最好的。
Lot decided to choose the better.
把不好的留给亚伯兰。
And give the worst to Abraham.
那如果这个是一个平常的人。
If Abraham were a normal, ordinary person.
我想亚伯兰跟罗德的关系可能一生没有办法恢复正常。
Abraham probably would always hold a grudge against Lot.
因为亚伯兰是上辈，罗德是下辈。
Abraham was older than Lot.
下辈选择最好，把这个不好留给上一辈，这个是不对的。
How can the youngster choose the better and give the worst to the older?
但是我们从一直看下去，亚伯兰对罗德一点恨都没有。
But if you continue in Abraham's life, you see that he never showed any hatred to Lot.
因为他有一个原则。
Because he had a principle.
我们是骨肉，不可以相争。
The principle is we are brothers, we should not fight.
他看重亲情。
So he cared a lot about his family relationship.
那亚伯兰这样做。
When Abraham did that.
等罗德搬走了，选择的最好的搬走了。
After Lot had chosen the best and had moved away.
神马上向亚伯兰显现。
God immediately appeared to Abraham.
十四节。
Verse 14.
说罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。十五节。
15.
把你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你跟你的后裔，直到永远。十六节。
16.
我要给你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能够数算地上的尘沙，才能够数算你的后裔。七节。
17.
纵横走遍这个地，因为我必把这个地赐给你。你看，神告诉亚伯兰。
God told Abraham,
你起来看。
Lift up your eyes.
你看到我都要给你。
I will give you the places that you see.
你起来走。
Get up and walk around.
你走到的地方都给你。
I will give you the places that you travel.
因为他做这件事情确实得到神的喜欢。
This is because Abraham had done something that pleased the Lord.
所以亚伯兰为了要保持亲情，他的牺牲是大的。
Abraham had to give up a lot in order to preserve the family relationship.
但是虽然他的牺牲是大的，他从神得到的福气是更大的。
But despite his great sacrifice, he received a greater blessing from God.
后来我们可以看到亚伯兰对罗德真的是没有一点恨。
Later on, we can see that Abraham never held a grudge against Lot.
为什么
？Why？
因为十四章开始就记载这个罗德跟他所有的财产都被敌人抢走了。
In chapter 14, we read that Lot and his family and possessions were robbed.
如果亚伯兰有恨在身上
，had Abraham had some sort of hatred.
那亚伯兰一定会说，哦，那现在就是神在惩罚他。
He would have said, "It's about time that God avenges."
他以前自我于不利。
because he has brought me harm.
所以现在让他自己去照顾他自己吧。
So let him take care of himself.
让神来对待他，公义的对待他吧。
Let God deal with him with his justice.
但是我们发现亚伯兰对罗德并没有这个态度。
But Abraham never has such attitude toward Lot.
所以十三节一直到十六节。
From verse 13 to 16.
请看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
亚伯兰听见他的侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的壮丁318人，一直追到但。哦，这里说亚伯兰呢，听见这个事情啊，就带318个人。
When Abraham heard of it, he brought 318 men.
就在夜间呢，一直在追赶呢，要把这个罗德家带回来。
And he pursued the enemies during the night.
那个时候亚伯兰已经是一个老人了。
Abraham was an old man by then.
要把敌人救回来，敌人也是有刀，但是冒生命的危险的。
He had to risk his life to fight with the enemies.
因为他的一心还是爱罗德。
But because his heart still loved Lot.
所以为什么为着这个亲情，物质可以牺牲，生命可以不顾。
He was willing to sacrifice his material possessions and even his own life.
这个就是他的成功。
That showed that he was a successful man.
在移民之地，亚伯拉罕尽他的力量保持亲情。
In the new land, he, as an immigrant, did all that he could to preserve his family relationship.
亚伯兰得到神很大的祝福。
Later on, Abraham was greatly blessed by God.
那我们再看罗德。
Let's look at Lot.
虽然罗德选择最好的。
Even though Lot had chosen the best.
但是罗德是不是到最后是最好的？
Did he end up having the best portion?
并不是这样子。
It is not so.
罗德到了最后，当他被抢去的时候，
After Lot had been robbed,
亚伯兰把他救回来
and captured, Abraham rescued him.
那么以后神毁灭了所多玛
Later on, God destroyed Sodom.
罗德所有的一切全部都被火烧掉了
and Lot had lost everything he had in the fire.
所以在表面上虽然好像人占到了便宜。表面上的福气，你到最后看起来还是变成没有福气。
All these temporary blessings will turn out to be nothing.
所以在这个移民之地，亚伯兰到一生，你到看到一直到年纪大的时候啊，又充满神的恩典，因为他所做的得到神喜欢。
Abraham was greatly blessed the Lord, especially towards the end of his life, because he pleased the Lord.
他所看重的不是目前的利益。
What he cared about was not the temporary profit.
他所看重的是我这样做，神会不会喜欢。
But rather, he cared about whether God was pleased with what he did.
他立志要做一个神所喜欢的人。
He had determined to be a man pleasing to God.
做一个神的朋友。
To be a friend of God.
所以后来亚伯兰得到神丰盛的祝福。
So Abraham was richly blessed by God.
这是他在移民之地一个很大的成功。
That was another factor for his success.
那后来我们看十八章。
Chapter 18.
二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪十八章的二十节
Genesis 18 verse 20
耶和华所说索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶深重生于闻于我二十一节
verse 21
我现在要下去查看他们所行的果然不然达到我中声音说若不是这样我也必知道神已经打算要毁灭索多玛
God had decided to destroy Sodom
所以十七节神说我所做的事岂能够瞒着亚伯拉罕呢
Verse 17 And the Lord said Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do
因为他跟神是朋友
Abraham had become God's friend
神跟人有感情
God cared for him
所以这个神呢、就把这个最奥秘的事情告诉了亚伯拉罕
So he told him what he was about to do
那后来亚伯兰知道神要毁灭所多玛
When Abraham learned of God's intention to destroy Sodom
从二十二节开始
Verse 22
两人转身离开那里向所多玛去但是亚伯兰仍旧站在耶和华的面前亚伯兰继续站在神的面前
Abraham remained standing before the Lord
亚伯兰就开始求
He began to plead
亚伯兰求什么
What did he plead
求神不要毁灭所多玛
He asked the Lord not to destroy Sodom
但是所多玛是有罪啊
But Sodom was a sinful city.
因此他就要找50个义人。
So he asked if God could preserve the city if he found 50 righteous.
但是这么大的城找不到50个义人。
But not even 50 was found.
以后他就降低到40个。
He lowered his request to 40.
以后他就降低到30个。
And then to 30.
以后他就降低到20个。
And 20.
以后就降低到十个
finally ten
到最后亚伯兰不敢求了
in the end he dare not go on
因为这座城里面找不到十个义人
because even not even ten righteous people were found in the city
那我们从亚伯兰的祈求里面
from Abraham's request
我们就了解
we could see
亚伯兰的心还是挂念罗德
That Abraham still cared for Lot.
因为罗德在这个城子里面、啊、
It was because Lot was still in the city.
所以亚伯兰对罗德的这种爱是真诚的。
Abraham's love for Lot, therefore, was sincere.
他在移民之地啊，继续保持这个亲情。
He continued in his family relationships in this new land.
这是他成功的第二个地方。
So that was the second reason for his success.
第三个
，Third，
亚伯兰对教养子女的成功。
Abraham was successful in raising his children.
我们看创世纪的二十四章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪的二十四章。
Genesis 24.
亚伯兰年纪老迈，向来在一切的事上，耶和华都赐福给他。第二节。
Two.
亚伯兰对着管理他田业最老的仆人说：“请你把手放在大腿下，我叫你指着仆人。”我叫你下耶和华天界的主起誓，不要为我的儿子娶这个迦南地中女子为妻。这里说亚伯兰年纪老迈
，Abraham was now old。
那在虽然他年纪很老迈，在一切的事情上，神都赐福给他。
But the Lord still blessed him in every way。
年纪大，神的恩典没有减少。
The Lord's grace for him did not decrease because of his age。
他的关系跟神很好。
In fact, he was getting very well, much along with God.
那很多的亚伯兰知道自己离开世界的时候快到了。
He probably knew that he was about to leave the world.
那亚伯兰所关心的最后一件事情
，and the last thing he was concerned about，
就是他独生孩子的婚姻问题。
Was the marriage of his only son？
因为亚伯兰知道婚姻会影响子女的信仰。
Abraham realized that marriage would affect the person's faith.
那从这件婚姻的事情上，我们可以看到。亚伯兰教养子女的成功。
From the marriage of Isaac, we can see Abraham's success in bringing up his son.
当然，包括我们刚刚所创世纪的二十二章也可以看出来。
Even back in chapter 22, we could see that already.
亚伯兰往摩利亚山上去。
When Abraham went to the Mount Moriah,
结果他的孩子罗德跟着往摩利亚山上去。
Isaac followed him all the way.
一步一步这样一直走。
He followed one step at a time.
他的以撒哈。他身上背着柴
He carried the wood with him
都没有埋怨
Without any complaint
那到了献祭的地方
When they reached the sacrificial site
亚伯兰把他捆起来
Abraham bound him
罗德都没有逃走
And Isaac did not run away
不是以撒都没有逃走所以这个以撒非常顺服
So Isaac was very submissive
亚伯兰年纪大但是他还是非常顺服
Even though Abraham was old, his son was obedient to him.
我们可以看到亚伯兰这宗教教育的成功。
So we could see the success in his education.
那最后一件的成功就是他对子女的这个婚姻。
And finally, he was successful in dealing with his son's marriage.
那在最后一件事情，神也祝福他。
And even in this last affair, the Lord blessed him.
就是他孩子的婚姻。
In the marriage of Isaac.
以后这个以撒就娶到了利百加。
Isaac finally married Rebecca
建立很好的家庭
and they established a wonderful family
今天我们来到这个移民的地方
today as immigrants in this land
我想在这个移民地方最大的挑战不是学业
I believe the greatest challenge to us is not our school
也不是事业
it is not our career
在这个地方最大的挑战就是我们怎么样把下一代的信仰能够栽培起来
Rather, the greatest challenge is how to bring up our next generation in the faith
这是一个最不简单的一个功课
This is the most difficult challenge
所以我们在移民之地如果我们的子女都能够变成一个属灵的人
If we are able to bring up our children so that they be spiritual
我们就成功了
Then we are successful
那在我们子女的这个信仰的成功的一个事情上最重要一件事情就是婚姻上面
And the most important matter in their life of faith will be their marriage.
所以每一个父母他关心子女的信仰，到最后都要关心他的婚姻。
So every parent who cares about their children's faith must care about their marriage too.
但是我们看亚伯兰在他的子女的婚姻上，他子女都非常的顺服。
And
他的孩子非常顺服。
Isaac was always very submissive in the matter of marriage.
顺服亚伯兰借着老仆人的安排。
He submitted to Abraham's arrangement through the old servant. He had the faith enough to submit to God.
结果他从神得到最好的,
therefore, he received the best from God.
所以圣经里面告诉我们,
the Bible teaches us that everyone who has faith will receive blessings from God. It is because God is a gracious God.
所以在移民之地啊，亚伯兰借着信心不断的进步。
So Abraham continued to progress in his faith as an immigrant in this new land.
我们发现他的一生是成功的。
And in the end, we conclude that his life was successful.
今天我们来到这个地方。
Today we have come to this place.
我们都希望我们能够做成功的移民。
We all want to be successful immigrants.
第一个,
First,
我们信心要不断地追求进步。
We need to strive to constantly grow in our faith.
在很多不同的困难磨练当中不断地长进。
And to continue to progress through all sorts of trials and difficulties,
能够越来越完全,
so that we may reach perfection.
我们在爱神上面,
we need to perfect ourselves in our love and dedication to God.
第二个,在家庭生活上,
secondly, in terms of our family relationships and loving our family members, we need to work hard.
因为神的关系,
This is all for the sake of God.
我们大家能够彼此和睦,
so that we may have harmony in the family.
整个家庭里面有, 充充满满, 有神的爱,
and that God's love may fill our family.
第三个,
Third,
就是我们子女的信仰,
the faith of our children.
怎么样栽培他们, 到最后, 他们在主里成婚,
how should we bring them up in the Lord so that they may marry in the Lord eventually?
这是亚伯兰的成功,
this is about Abraham's success.
也是我们的一个目标,
it is also our goal.